couldn't get any later in these fall sports features here. We are heading into the postseason for pretty much all the sports here in KMA land. We got Jane Meyer. She's the head coach of the Clarinda Cardinals cross country squads. They're gearing up for this end of the run season here. So, Coach Meyer, let's kind of just go with the summaries of the season for both the boys and girls. Let's go ahead and start with the girls. What's kind of just the rundown of what it was like for the Cardinals here in the 2025 fall?
I'm just going to say we kind of ended where we thought we would at conference. But what I do think is a positive is we've taken a lot of time off from last year to this year and just throughout the season making lots of improvements. And really that has been our goal, is to focus on individual improvement, because what we're trying to do is have everyone contribute their part to the whole, which is our team, and run for the team, because cross country is a team sport. Even though you're running by yourself, it's really you are part of the team, and that's what it's all about, and that's what makes it fun.
And you mentioned they're part of the team. What are some leaders of the team who performed really well for the Cardinals here for the season?
On our girls' side, Riley King has medaled in all but one meet. She has been a strong contender in every race. She has so much power, and she's so strong, and she works so hard, and she's got really high goals, and you know, it's important to her, and you can tell in the way that she races that running is important to her.
And then you kind of mentioned that you finished the conference kind of right where you thought. So what's it mean? You guys finished sixth, right in the middle, but what's it mean for your program that you kind of are right where you thought you were and you're going to move forward and try to keep improving?
Yeah, the hard thing is, you know, we are going to lose three really solid seniors, and that's hard, you know, when you only have a squad of, you know, seven to be varsity. So it's going to take a lot to regroup again, but we'll just keep doing what we do. You know, I teach in the 7th and 8th grade, and I'm always keeping my eyes open for some prospects. So I like to do that, and I also like to help out. You know, I coach the junior high as well, so I can kind of see who's coming up and work with those kids. And it really becomes special, because you end up working with an athlete for 6 years instead of maybe just, you know, 1 year in the classroom or a few years on the varsity level.
Coach Mayer has her finger on the pulse then there at the middle schoolers. That's great. So let's flip it over to the boys' side of things. Kind of what was the rundown of their season here in the fall?
Yeah, the boys, you know, we had some goals. We made a lot of improvements. One of our most solid performers has been Isaiah Stockdale, and he has run 18. He's run 17:59. We're real curious to see what he can do on Thursday, but he's super consistent, you know, from the beginning of the race till the end. He just gets stronger and stronger. He has really good finishing speed. He races really intelligently, and he trains really intelligently. So I'm, you know, he's the guy that I've got my eye on as my hope for what's going to happen on Thursday. Really hoping for good things. If not, he has had a terrific season. He had a terrific track season, and I'm also looking forward to his track season this spring coming up as well.
And for the boys, you have a lot of youngsters that kind of were able to kind of get around and can contribute this year. Kind of speak on what that's going to be like for the boys, as we had some future runners.
Right. We had some real surprises. On first day of practice, I had, you know, people showing up that I'd never seen before, and some of them found their way to the varsity. So I'm really hoping that if the children that showed up on the first day and August actually show up in June, what a difference we'll be able to make. So I'm really excited to try to, and I think they understand too, you know, how they did not understand the sport before, but now knowing what they know, they'll be able to come in sooner and get that work in that really lays the groundwork for a successful season.
And coming up on Thursday, both squads will be heading up to Pella for that Class 2A district run there, folks. So what are just expectations for the Cardinals heading into that one in Class 2A?
One of the most important things that we try to do is, one of the things is, we know our kids are very unique. We know that their training plan doesn't look exactly the same. Each person comes with their individual strengths and their own training style. But what we're trying to do is compete with the teams who are just a little above our level. And if we can compete with those things, and if we can have some more personal records, I think that we'll feel like we ended at a successful season.
All right, excellent. Thank you very much. That's Jane Mayer. She is the head coach of the Clarinda Cardinals cross-country squads here, heading into Thursday, going to Pella for that Class 2A district run there. Hey, Coach Mayer, thank you for getting this in, and good luck there the rest of the way.
Thank you, Dusty, and we hope to see you there.